Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thank you for listening. If you want to send us an email to American Family Radio, as long as it's positive and encouraging, we call those K-Love emails, then you can send them at this address, comments@AFR.net, comments@AFR.net. For those who don't know what the joke is, our friends over at K-Love, which is another Christian radio ministry, a national one, they have a advertisement. They say, K-Love, positive and encouraging, right? Mm-hmm. So we won't.
I've never been discouraged listening to K-Love.
Right. So we want to borrow. We want to borrow from them, our brothers and sisters, and say, do you want to send us an email? As long as it's positive and encouraging. Okay. Fred's in with me. Fred Jackson, Steve Paisley, Jordahl. Good morning.
Good morning. And may I say good morning to my sartorial brother, Ray Pritchard.
You know, Steve, I bought this shirt yesterday. Marlene and I went out. She wanted to update the outfits, right? And so,
she called me and asked me what I thought would be a good look for you, and this is what I recommended.
Well, this is it. This is it. You know, I did think to myself, I got to think, would Steve approve of this?
And
I
thought he does. He does.
Well, when it comes, if there's going to be an exploding shirt contest, Ray takes it today. I mean, it looks like a flower garden that blew up. I'm not being critical.
I just searched high and low to find this, Fred. High and low.
I'm trying to do it for the radio audience, folks.
Thank you.
Is that a new Paisley shirt you got today,
Steve? Yes. Yeah, okay. I just got it yesterday.
Came in the mail. Oh, you didn't even have to go to the store, huh?
No, they sent it to me.
Tim,
I had to pay for it. But
Tim, you and I are kind of boring.
I know, right? Now I got this summer. We go with that short sleeve shirt soon, but what is this material called right here, man?
Nylon in it. I think nylon.
Discovered this about 3 or 4 years ago, and just this stuff is awesome.
I know.
Huh? You can wear it all summer.
Yep.
You don't, you wear cloth and cotton, and I still like cloth and cotton, but I mean, you get out in the summer heat here in Mississippi, you start.
Whoa.
Sweating.
Yeah. Whoa.
So, anyway, all right. Let's see, Steve, what do you got? Bring forth unto us the news.
Thank you. I would like to just kind of update or add to a story that you guys were talking about yesterday. This is the Hunter Biden potential charges coming down. James Comer, who is a congressman
from Kentucky, yes,
is telling the DOJ, you better wait before you levy charges, because tomorrow, on Wednesday, we've got a whole raft of documents coming that expands this. Let me let you hear this. This is Cut 14.
My message to the Department of Justice is very loud and clear. Do not indict Hunter Biden before Wednesday, when you have the opportunity to see the evidence that the House Oversight Committee will produce with respect to the web of LLCs, with respect to the number of adversarial countries that this family influence peddled in. This is not just about the president's son. This is about the entire Biden family, including the president of the United States. So we believe there are a whole lot of accounts that the IRS and the DOJ don't know about, because we don't believe they've done a whole lot of digging in this.
It's going to be really interesting to see if the DOJ comes out with something today to rush that before this trove of information is released.
That won't stop the Republicans. Republicans have been teasing this. And Miranda Devine at the New York Post, she broke the story on the laptop.
Right.
Back a couple of years ago.
Yes, she did.
And what James Comer was referring to a moment ago, the information that they have goes well beyond Joe Biden, well beyond Hunter Biden. In fact, they say there are 9 Biden family members now that they have connected to questionable relationships with foreign governments, money coming from foreign governments, the old pay-to-play game. And Ray, so what James Comer of the he's chairman of the House Oversight Committee, basically what he is saying, if you thought that we had some goods on a couple of Biden family members, wait until you see what we have tomorrow to prove that Biden family members, because when Joe Biden was vice president, he was making deals with countries like China, like the Ukraine, and there are some other countries now being named, getting deals, making money, and they were getting favors in return from the U.S. government. This sounds potentially to be very, very nasty.
Well, number one, Fred, the Dems have done their best to sweep this under the rug with their with help from the mainstream media, which is basically the mainstream media is their lapdogs. And so they've done everything they could. I am really glad to know that Mr. Comer has said, just wait, bring out the receipts, show us what's done. And I think now most fair-minded Americans, you don't have to be, this is what I'm going to say is not a particularly Republican kind of statement. I think most Americans, they understand some bad things, some bad influence peddling was done. And I think Fred, it's great that Mr. Comer's going to do this. And I think that a lot of people are going to be shocked with what they see. I certainly hope so.
Mm-hmm. Next story, Steve.
All right. let's do some math today. Are you guys up for a little bit of math?
As long as it's not algebra.
It's not algebra. Well, it the numbers are so big that I think it's going to maybe need something like that. So the reparations panel in California has come up with a recommendation. This is the panel that Gavin Newsom put in place.
The governor.
The governor. And they have recommended that the governor now give every black person in the state $1.2 million each in to make up for the bad life they've had since slavery. Now, I don't. They haven't detailed exactly how they're going to sort out who gets what. I don't know. I don't know if a family of four.
Just going to have to work those details.
Right.
Might want to get started on that one.
I don't know if a family of four is going to get four gifts of 1.2.
No,
each.
They're not going to get squat.
Well, that's true. Because listen to this. One activist, and Tony Pierce is his name. He appeared at what they're calling a highly explosive task force meeting Saturday. He is demanding $200 million for each and every American. Now, I did the math, as well as other people did the math.
Who is this idiot?
Well, his name is Tony Pierce, and he is
I'm sorry to call somebody an idiot, but I don't know what other word to use. Huh? What do you – he wants how much money for who? What?
$200 million per.
Okay. All right.
Now,
Who takes this stuff seriously? The governor?
Well, the people that are the people that think they're going to get some of this money are taking it pretty seriously. So let me just do the math for you. According to Google, there are about 2,251,000 black people in California, African Americans in California. Giving each one of them $200 million, that would be a bill of $450 trillion. That's more than all the precious metals and currency in circulation.
In the world.
In the world. $450 trillion.
All right. And I saw a funny, this reparation stuff is absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Absolutely ridiculous. And I will say this, I saw a funny story from the Babylon Bee yesterday, and it said, a guy who's half white and half black was going to have to pay himself reparations.
Yes.
That's what I did, Ray. That's hysterical. Huh?
They have some pretty good
You know stuff. What? This is all this is trying to foster racial divide in this country.
Yes.
And trying to so you're telling me you're people seriously some people seriously believe that people who did not own slaves need to pay money to people who were never slaves.
Right.
And you're going to have to go back 200 plus years to find a family lineage of this. And who's going to prove all this? And what kind of documentation do you have to have? And What about, do we pay reparations to the Union soldiers' families who died to free these slaves in the South?
Yeah.
Do we pay them too? So, yeah, this is just this critical race theory stuff run amok, okay? And it's not going anywhere. California's broke.
Yeah.
And so it's just pandering. That's all it is. It's just pandering to some people.
But do you think that Gavin Newsom has painted himself into a corner? He's the one that appointed this commission. And they have come up with recommendations
It was a stupid idea to begin with, and now he's the dog that's caught the car.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, and the thing is, a lot of speculation that he would like to be president of the United States.
Oh, that's a winner.
He did a little tour back east here back a few weeks ago, including Florida.
I'll just keep Biden.
Yeah.
Gavin Newsom, Biden, I'm going Biden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me too. I'm going Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
the big guy.
Yes. Going vanilla or chocolate. All right, next story.
All right. Hey, Fred, you got some splaining to do, as they say. The Justin Trudeau government is set to replace all the Christian and religious symbols on the crown that adorns the Canada's Royal Crest of Arms. So the Royal Crest of Arms is a quite complex picture of a lion and different shields and everything, and on the head of the lion is a crown. And on that crown, it has on the top of the crown, and it's very small depending on how big the crest is, but there's a cross, and then it has the fleur-de-lis and some other crosses around the rim. And Justin Trudeau has replaced the cross with a snowflake and the fleur-de-lis with maple leaves.
Yeah.
I didn't know that the fleur-de-lis was a religious symbol.
Well, when I saw the addition of the fleur-de-lis in connection with the cross as well, fleur-de-lis, it may be his effort to try to bring any friction there is between the French population of Canada and the English population. His dad tried to do that when he was prime minister for so many years. So, no. What I took away from that, my takeaway, was removing the cross, is that Justin Trudeau believes that Canada is a totally secular nation, does not want any connection at all to Christianity. It is hostile to the Christian religion, and Canada is a very secular nation. It is. I'm not supporting his move, but Canada is a very secular nation.
But not historically, right?
Not historically.
That's the reason the cross is on the crown in the first place.
Exactly, exactly. And it's interesting, if you watch the coronation ceremony, any part of it last Saturday, when King Charles was formally made King Charles, it was amazing. My wife and I watched quite a bit of it last Saturday morning. The number of times the gospel message was declared in that ceremony. I'm not saying the Church of England is a bastion of conservative Christianity, but the ceremony and the documents that were read by the clergy there mentioned the gospel a number of times. And Susie and I were both saying, isn't it wonderful that millions and millions of people were watching this coronation ceremony? They got the gospel message. And so what you have in Trudeau is Trudeau doesn't want Canada to perceive to be favoring any one religion, so he's getting rid of the cross.
I read somewhere, Fred, if you know differently, tell me, but I read somewhere that this crown that is currently on top of the coat of arms is the British monarchy crown. And by him replacing these symbols, he's distancing Canada from the British Empire.
And that's been going on for a long time. His daddy drove the move away from having the Union Jack as the Canadian flag. And that's when the Canadian flag, the one that we see today, was created. So he has been, the Trudeaus have been trying to appease the French by distancing themselves from the Brits. And now his son, Pierre Elliott Trudeau's son, Justin Trudeau, who is the current prime minister, is trying to declare to everyone that Canada does not favor any religions, certainly not Christianity.
Along the same lines of distancing yourself from faith, Georgetown University, which is the oldest Catholic Jesuit university in the United States, has finished construction of Yarrow Mount Masjid, which is the first mosque on a college campus. This is a Jesuit college.
Wait, the first mosque in America on a college campus?
That's
you sure about that?
Well, I'll go back.
Maybe on a Catholic.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, on a Catholic. Let's go with a Catholic campus.
Yeah.
But this dedication ceremony, March 18th, they had the dedication ceremony. Mayor Muriel Bowser of Washington, D.C. came. She issued a proclamation. I want to ask Ray what you think would happen if they used money at UC Berkeley to put up a church.
Oh, they wouldn't get the foundation stone laid before the kids would come out. There would be a riot on campus. They would throw the construction workers off because in the name of free speech and tolerance, you couldn't have a church. But so the Jesuits wanted a mosque on their campus. Wow.
They did.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of these Catholic schools are going the same way the Protestant schools are. I'm talking about the colleges and universities. They're going woke and liberal too. That doesn't surprise me very much. Next story.
All right. Did you guys talk about the Olympic cyclist, Inga Thompson, who is siding with saying that there shouldn't be men in women's sports?
No.
Well, Inga,
we already have talked about that. By the way, excuse me.
Go ahead.
Tomorrow we're going to run that interview. I interviewed this morning Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, and I interviewed him on this topic. That is the one you're talking about: boys playing girls' sports and the whole transgender movement. So we talked about that, and we also talked about his. He is taking a stand as Senator Tuberville against the military paying, using tax dollars to pay for abortions.
Yes.
And he's taking a strong stand on that, and he'll talk about that tomorrow. Go ahead, Steve.
All right. So we will pass that. I was trying to get my stuff together for so I didn't listen to the whole section last hour. But let's talk about President Biden avoiding the press. Yesterday he had a presentation with Pete Buttigieg, where he announced several measures that's going to hold airlines, they say, accountable. After that, as is kind of been his habit, he turns heels and walks out as reporters are shouting questions at him. He has not been very forthcoming with the press. And in fact, the Washington Post has called him out, saying he's afraid of the press. The media is not your enemy, they're saying. When you've lost the Washington Post, Fred...
And you're a liberal?
And you're a liberal.
I personally think the mainstream media would like to see Biden not running for president. They're starting to see, they're looking at the polls. We talked about the poll yesterday, where basically the vast, vast majority of Americans think that Joe Biden does not have the mental capacity to keep going. And so I think there are a lot of liberals who are now seeing Biden as a liability, and they would like to see someone much stronger. I don't think they find that in Robert Kennedy. I think the mainstream media would embrace a Gavin Newsom. If Gavin Newsom announced tomorrow that he plans to run on the Democrat side, I think they would embrace him.
Yes, I just don't think Joe Biden's going to be the candidate. I know we're only a year and a half out, but I don't think he's going to make it.
No.
Huh?
No. And the case against him is
may live. I'm talking about his mental ability is going downhill so fast. It's affecting his public presentation.
Mm-hmm.
He has a hard time reading your teleprompter. I mean, we all see this. Okay, he's going downhill.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think the Democrats are going to put him up.
No,
they're going to come up with some reason.
Well, they got reason tomorrow. The GOP is releasing all those documents that they're going to put him.
Yeah, well, also if he had 60% approval rating or 55%, 58%, it may be different. Maybe they, hold on to Weekend at Bernie's, but
the poll showed on the weekend 36%.
That's what I'm saying. He's
36.
He's polling horribly, at least right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you add that to the fact that the things we just discussed about his health, and I just don't see how they keep him
I think they're going to have to do something to replace him.
Yep. Do you think that Gavin Newsom could pull enough people to win an election? I mean, he's so far left.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure how this all works, because let's say Biden doesn't run and he announces in 3 months, you know, I've decided against running. Then does that throw open the Democrats then have a primary season? Or do they just say we're going with
Kamala
Harris as our candidate? Ray, what do you think happens there? Do you have
Wouldn't they have to have a primary season by their own rules? I'm not talking about what the legal situation is, but
you'd have
by
to get all that together. You'd have to get all that together. I guess you could.
Oh yeah,
you know, in a short period of time.
Okay, so my question is: when are you suggesting that Biden would step down? This fall, sometime this summer?
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm saying by the end of the summer, he says, you know, I'm not going to run. Decided against running again. Then what happens? Then you have a primary season.
That's my guess.
Well, Now think about this. With Kennedy running, aren't you already going to have a primary season?
Yes. Yeah. There's There's another woman.
Oh yeah, the Course in Miracles lady.
Yes.
Marianne Williamson.
Marianne Williamson.
Okay, so you're already going to have a primary season. Okay, yes. Well, never mind. That answers that question. So all we just have to
doesn't mean that Biden has to pay attention to
right. So Biden would just say, I'm taking my name off.
Yes.
You know, I'm not going to run. And that would throw open other people entering the race on the Democrat side, including potentially Gavin Newsom, the governor of California.
Yeah. I think if this Hunter Biden thing really bursts open in the next couple of weeks,
yeah,
I think Biden's gone within a month and a half.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I would say by the end of the summer, but yeah, in the next few months, I think he'll announce that he's not going to run for president again. He just can't. He can't.
Which is why
the Democrats can't risk a wipeout because of him.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Well, then Fred, that makes perfect sense to your scenario. He pardons Hunter Biden, and then he steps down.
Yep. That was the speculation I was reading on the weekend.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
But Hunter, pardon him, he hadn't even been charged.
That's going to happen very soon.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, you know, and this is not wild speculation, but I think in the background, you've got the Biden Justice Department. They know what's coming. Hunter Biden's been under investigation for 5 years, Delaware prosecutor. I think there are going to be some charges, whether it's just tax evasion. You mentioned that. That's just one of several. I think, okay, he's found guilty of tax evasion, maybe some other serious things involving Burisma, et cetera, et cetera. That laptop has so much information on it, they can't ignore it totally.
Well, they've had it locked up in a room with the FBI doing nothing for 3 years.
Yeah, but there's so much information that's out there. So he's found guilty of something. Daddy Joe Biden pardons him. Daddy Joe Biden says, you know what? I'm 80 years old or thereabouts, and I don't want to do this anymore.
My son, which has done nothing wrong, I'm going to pardon.
Yes. Yes.
Now pass the chocolate ice cream.
That's right.
If they're getting out of the business, there's no reason for him to put up the pretense anymore.
I have two scoops.
That's right. And only one scoop will make it in my mouth. The rest is right down my chin.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Ray, thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Fred?
I'm going to get a great blow-up shirt there.
I know.
welcome you to the club.
Thanks to Chris Woodward, Frank Turek, Brent Creeley, our producer. Is anybody else on today?
That's
I don't think so.
Nope.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.